everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for letting me ease into this Friday with some fun facts about Wisconsin. Sometimes we just need a break from the politics, as my good friend Earl Ingram likes to call it. You're going to want to keep it locked all through this afternoon because coming up at 4 p.m., we've got Civic Media's grown-up gift list, text to win, sweepstakes, your chance to win in the 4 o'clock hour, either $100 in cash or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort. You qualify to win in the 4 o'clock hour by listening to Civic Media. My colleague Dom Salvia is going to give you the keyword for the 4 o'clock hour. You're going to text that via the Civic Media app. That is the only way to enter. And again, we'll give away either $100 or that overnight stay at the Chula Vista in the 4 o'clock hour. Your text will also qualify you to win one of our 8 grand prizes, a whole bunch of grown-up gifts that you get to pick from: humidifiers, luggage, espresso makers, and robot vacuums. My personal favorite. So go ahead and get yourself the app for free from wherever you get your apps from, and learn more about the chances to win and the prizes at civicmedia.us/grownupgiftlist. That's civicmedia.us/grownupgiftlist. You're also not going to want to go anywhere because I got Dan Schaefer coming up next. We're going to recombobulate 2024. We're going to precombobulate 2025. And at 3:30, of course, I've got Terry Barr with what's good, local, and overlooked here in the state of Wisconsin. But I wanted to share with you some political, maybe a slightly lighter political news. Do you remember this movie, 2000 Mules? The mules in this movie referring to people who allegedly moved thousands of ballots around and dumped them. Yeah, the movie that Bill Barr in a sworn deposition called BS and literally like laughed in that derisive, dismissive way that only Bill Barr could do. That guy kind of has like the Dr. Evil vibe, doesn't he? Doesn't, not a bald man in a gray Nehru jacket, but like very Dr. Evil-y. Anyways, yeah, the whole theory behind the film is what Bill Barr was basically saying is total BS, no factual basis. Well, the guy that made the movie, Dinesh D'Souza, by the way, a felon pardoned by Donald Trump. He made specific accusations about people in the film. Now, he tried to like anonymize it, but you could still tell who the people were. So he's been sued. But apparently he has issued an apology over some of the false allegations he made in this 2022 conspiracy theory movie called 2000 Mules. He posted a lengthy statement to his website. I love how these crackpots have their own websites. Of course they do. posted this, like, I think 2 weeks ago to his website and said that his movie relied on, quote, cell phone geolocation data, which turned out to be false. Oh, so you didn't verify the data that was the entire premise upon which you accused people of rigging an election and stealing a democracy. Oh, you didn't fact check. Lovely. And by the way, that false, fabricated BS phone geolocation data was provided by the conservative group True the Vote. He went on to say this, quote, we were assured that the surveillance videos had been linked to geolocation cell phone data, such that each video depicted an individual who had made at least 10 visits to drop boxes. Indeed, it is clear from the interviews within the film itself that True the Vote was correlating the videos to geolocation data. We recently learned that the surveillance videos used in the film may not have actually been correlated with the geolocation data. Let me uncode that for you. Yeah, it was all made up garbage. Totally untrue. He went on to add that the movie and the companion book, because of course he was trying to hawk a book too, left the impression that these individuals were mules that had been identified as suspected ballot harvesters. While all these individuals' images were blurred and unrecognizable, one of the individuals has since come forward publicly and has initiated a lawsuit over the use of his blurred image in the film and the book. I owe this individual an apology. I now understand the surveillance videos used in the film were characterized on the basis of inaccurate information provided to me and my team. Way to be accountable, Dinesh. It's not my fault. Somebody else gave me the false information. Sorry for ruining your life and putting a target on your back, because that's what happened. You know, when you zoom out and look at this, do you catch any themes here, everybody? Dinesh selling a book and a movie. You got cash money, dollar sign. He's hawking his website. He's hawking a book. It's all a grift. Which one of these people isn't selling something? I mean, gosh darn, the Bibles, the gold tennis shoes. Trump's now selling cryptocurrency. Oh, and the perfume. I can't forget about the perfume. You know, Cardi, I've been thinking, I am quite the perfume aficionado. Perhaps I should do a little sampling of the product. That might be a fun little, you know, way to ease into 2025 with a little sample of the Trump perfume. You know what would be really hard is if I really liked it.
Oh my God.
What would I suppose I'd wear it, pay that cash money for it. Folks, you're going to want to keep it locked. I got Dan Schaefer coming up next. He's the political editor for Civic Media. We're going to recombobulate 2024, tell you what we think were highlights from the past year, as well as things to keep your eye on for 2025 as we precombobulate 2025. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Your farm update is next.